Okay. Good morning, everybody. If you look at the Gemara on Daf Beis and Aleph after the Mishnah, Gemara asks, "Lamli lamisna elish lo olam." Why does it say all zvachim shem nizbuchim shlo shvan are kosher, but listni vilo olam? Why does it have to say ela, an extra word, because it says vilo olam vayim shem chova? Hakam asked one. This is a sort of shot in the Mishnah. They're kosher except means they're really kosher in all ways except one. Right? It's trying to increase the kashrus. It doesn't count if you shech the regular karbanos. Most karbanos it doesn't count to be yotzei the obligation of the bailim. But it still has its kedusha. And it's usher to have a shinoi again, right? And that is a kederaba. This is the source of Rabba's statement. Rabba also if you shech the shalol shema, you're still not allowed to use rikas adam or one of the other avodah shalol shema. And why is that? So it's a dig from the Mishnah. What's the reason behind it? Maybe it's a svar. Just because you're mishana once, are you allowed to be mishana again? Meaning there's something fundamentally wrong with having shalol shema, and therefore if you do it once, you shouldn't be allowed to do it again. Which, you know, maybe we'll have to analyze. This possibly will be the linchpin of the Gemara's discussion a little later as to how we know the rules of shalol shema. And the pasuk says, kasher nadarta l'ashem l'kecha nedava. A high nidava, or to say nadarta nidava, it doesn't make any sense. Nederhu. Ella, what's the drasha of the pasuk? Ella inkosh nadarta sisa ye neder. Vim lo nidavi hey. That's the end of the drasha of the pasuk. Right? Motsas secha tishmar via sisa kasher nadarta. You should be careful and do it like you were noder. Maybe if you assume, like Rashi and Tosos, that the machshava of kachem is referring to dibur, then there's a very nice. Then the drash of the pasuk works out very nicely. I know pshat of the pasuk. I know what pshat of the pasuk is. Motzas lasecha tishmar v'yasisa. Whatever you promised animal, you promised to bring to the Beis Hamikdash, you should keep your promise. And then kashin adarta l'shem l'kach nedava and the pshut l'shem l'kra. Okay, we're not. It doesn't necessarily make a difference those two words so much. But the drash is that. Especially according to Rashi and Tosfos, it works beautifully. Motzas asecha tishma l'shisa kasher nedarta. Make sure to talk when you say the shame why you're bringing the karbon the way you were noder. Nadarta l'shem l'kecha nedava. And if you don't do that, then it turns into a nedava. And that's what it says. If you did the neder, then you owe to the neder. If not, it's just a nedava free karbon, but you still give me a second mordi, but you still owe your original karbon. And what does this have to do with what Rava says? Nedava mishare l'shnuye ba. Now the Gemara, the pasuk downgrades it. Shalol l'shma to a nedava. Again, we're not talking about chatzos and pesach, regular korbanos, right? It becomes a nedava, meaning it's kosher, but you're not yotzei lichova. If it's a nedava, it doesn't say it's nothing. It doesn't say it's just a bunch of meat that okay, tackle that you throw in the deck. Says it's a nedava, it's still a real karban, just without the yotzei lichova. So if it's a nedava, you're not allowed to have shalol l'shma. You're not allowed to have shinoi kodesh in a nedava. So that shows you're not allowed to be mishana again, Morty.
What's the thing that if you did it one, you shouldn't do another one? But something like if you're mafagel karbon, then there's no such thing, and you're no sorry afterwards, it's not a problem.
Correct. So it's not so pashut, this svara. So let's try to figure out, like, is this svara pashut? Is it not so pashut? Perhaps by means of exploring the interesting stira in Rashi about this last part. Says Rashi, Nidara Mishari Shnuyehu. Like, ultimately, what's underlying all of this, right? What's underlying all of this, both the Kra and the Svara, is that it's usher to be Mishana. It's usher to think Shalol L'shma. Why is it usher to think Shalol L'shma? Right? Meaning, Rashi's trying to find a pasuk. Why is it usher to think Shalol L'shma? What's the makar? Like, if you're going to tell me, don't do it because it's a bad idea. It's a tova to do Shalol L'shma because you won't be yotzei fully. Okay, but here you already weren't yotzei fully, right? There's in terms of the result, you already messed up your karbon and you're not going to be yotzei lichova. So what's so bad about thinking shalol l'shma? So says Rashi here, unidav mishar l'shnuyivay, the first three lines, v'kem d'archon akar yinidav mishar l'shnuyivah, harmina perasheni, also l'chashev akadshim, v'yalav yikard lo yichashev. It's an iser to have the wrong machshav and kadshim. It's actually a lav. The Gemara says, if you hold your loka on the lavshim b'maisa, you get malchus. Because it says, lo yichashev. Again, I know pshat of the pasuk, lo yichashev, means it won't be considered, like, we lechashev something, or lechashiv, but the drash of the pasuk is lo yechashev. It's a lab to have the wrong machshava, right? V'hachim et rishkra. Okay, so Rashi says it's because of lo yechashev is the iser to have shinoi. Rashi in the parallel sugya menachos, the beginning of menachos is very parallel to the beginning of Zvachim. The Mishnah has the exact same thing, just put Menachos instead of Zvachim, and then the Gemara has the exact same deal. Why does it say Ella? Why not say Vilo Alu? And the Gemara gives the same answer in Rava and the same exact discussion, except that Rashi there says at the top of the Bezim Menachos, there he's quoting the Gemara over here. In Davdal and Amad Aleph, Minolin Bimin Zvich L'Shvat, Amar Kovim Zevach Shlomim Karbanu, she's Zvich L'Shem Shlomim. Zevach Shlomim, the Zvich has to be L'Shem Shlomim. So here we have a steer between Rashi and Zvachim and Menachos. Why? You know, besides the Itza Tova that, you know, you don't want to ruin your Karban, and here you've already ruined it, so there's no Itza Tova. Why halachically is it forbidden to be Makrib Shalol L'Shma, to do Avodah Shalol L'Shma, to be what we call being Mashana? So Rashi and Zvachim says lo yichashev based on the Gemara, which says that's a lav, but Rashi and Menachos, and these all have a course in Shas. This is a marker from Zvachim Daf Chav Tes. Which Amud was it? Amud Beis. And Rashi and Menachos says Zevach Shlomim, which the drasha is Zvich L'Shem Shlomim, which also comes from Zvachim Daf Dal and Aleph. No one's making up any makoros. The Shita Megubetzes there in Menachos points out on the one hand that he likes what Rashi said here, and Rashi and Zvachim said something a little different, right? And then also points out that's the Os Beis, I think, or points out no Os Aleph, points out that he quotes Tosos there, Tosos Chitzonios. He quotes Tosus there, who says like Rashi and Zvachim. And then in Os Yudalev, he says something very fascinating. He says, "Vesu ha'arminim toras konim ola l'shem ola asham l'shem asham reach l'shem reach ketzad nishla shlo shmo asher l'shano spo." Okay, now I don't know how much of those words he had in his toras konim, I must admit, because in our toras konim we don't have the. He really makes it sound like in his toras konim he had haketzad, because haketzad is really a lashon of medrash, not a lashon of rishonim. If it's Nishka Shalul Shmo, it's still Asur to continue to be Mashana. Now, that's not an Ar Torah's Konim. Maybe he had in years, or maybe he didn't. But in any case, so I don't know if this Shita Megubetzes is, if I should call it quoting the Torah's Konim, like that's what he had in his Torah's Konim, or based on the Torah's Konim, right? But the Shita Megubetzes Menachos, Alpi, or Bishem, right? I don't know if it's B'Shem, he had that full text in his Torah's Kohanim, or he was just on his own adding to the Torah's Kohanim. Alpi B'Shem the Sifra, that's the Torah's Kohanim, he says, Ola Ishe Reach Nichoach LaHashem, right? Which is, of course, reminiscent to us from Zvachim and Vav and Beis, right? We already learned that Pasuk yesterday. So why is there this big machlokas as to what the Pasuk is? So most of the Achronim only talk about Rashi. Keep in mind, most of the Achronim never saw the Shita Megubetzes. No one saw the Shita Megubetzes really until the Vilna Shas, pretty much.
I'm getting something confused. You're talking about the doing Shalom Lishmo at the beginning or after he already did Shalom Lishmo to continuing to do step two?
Which one? I'm talking about step two now.
Okay. Even though they are expressing it often as step one.
Correct. They're expressing it as the Dava and they're applying it to step two. So we'll have to see if that's important. Hopefully I'll clarify that. What is the basis of the machlokas here between... let's stick with Rashi, right? Why does Rashi say two different things in two different places? So the Griz in Menachos says there's basically two different drachim. How to be miyashiv these Rashis? Says the Griz in Menachos, it's not a machlokas. They are... complementary. I hope I'm spelling that right. Meaning not with an I, not that they praise each other, but that they're mashlim each other, right? Says the Griz, Rashi's not arguing, Rashi's just saying two things that are mashlim each other. What are the two things that are mashlim each other? On the one hand, he wants to say it's aser to have a bad machshava. To find an iser, you have to go to lo yechashiv. Is zevach shlamet? It doesn't say there's an iser, it just says you're supposed to. So on the one hand, he needs lo yechashiv to give it an iser, because the Gemara here makes it sound like it's aser. On the other hand, it's what does lo yechashiv mean? Aser to have a bad machshava. How do you know what's a bad machshava and what's a harmless machshava? Lo yechashiv doesn't mean you're not allowed to think anything, right? If I'm in the middle of shechting an ola, and I think about the stock market, all right, clearly there can be higher levels of kedusha, but I haven't violated an iser, right? So, says the Griz Menachos, he says it's austere in Rashi. Rashi's just telling you half the answer each time. He says, you need two pieces. Zevach Shlamim tells you that Shelo Lishma is a bad machshava, and Lo Yechashev tells you it's aser to think a bad machshava. Okay, you need to put those two things together. If you only had Zevach Shlamim, you would know it's bad to think Shelo Lishma, but you wouldn't know it's aser to have a bad machshava. You would just think it's impractical to have a bad machshava. And if only for lo yechashev, you would know it's usher of bad machshava, but you wouldn't know which machshavas are bad. Maybe you think different machshava was bad, and this machshava was harmless. So therefore, you need one to tell you which machshavas are bad, and another pasuk to tell you that a bad machshava is not just impractical, but is forbidden. That's what the Griz says in Menachos. The many other achronim assume, so he says it's not a machlokes. Other achronim, including the Griz's grandfather, and the Shut Beis HaLevi, and many others. Right, so the Beis HaLevi and others assume that there is a machlokes. What's the machlokes? There is a machlokes. The machlokes is about Lo Yechashev. That Rashi in Zvachim holds that Lo Yechashev holds that it's aser because of lo yechashev, and Rashi in Menachos holds that. Well, let's just simplify it. The iser of lo yechashev doesn't apply, so it's only an aseh of zevach shlamim. I mean, maybe there's really a machlokes. Rashi and Zvachim holds there's a lav of lo yechashev. While Rashi and Menachos holds it's only an asay, and there is no lav of lo yechashev. Why would Rashi and Menachos hold that? Why would Rashi and Menachos hold there's no lav of lo yechashev? After all, the Gemara does say in Dafchav Testament Beis that anyone who thinks, I'll read you what it says in Dafchav Testament Beis. Says in the Daf Tesef Beis that Rav Mori Masni Haki Omer Yana Minayin Lachashiv Kachim Shuloge. How do you get Malchus if you have the wrong Rashi Kachim? Tamalum or Lo Yechashiv. Okay, so why would Rashi Menachos, if Rashi Zvachim holds a lav, why would Rashi Menachos hold this only an assay and not a lav? So there's many different opinions about this. The sort of why doesn't the lav of lo yechashev apply? So you could say that maybe Rashi and Menachos, for some reason, just doesn't hold like Rav Mori there. That was only the opinion of Rav Mori there that lo yechashev is a lav. There are other opinions as to how to interpret lo yechashev. So maybe, for some reason, Rashi and Zvachim thought that we do pass like Rav Mori, and there is such a lav, and Rashi Menachos thought that we don't pass that way, and there is no such lav. That's possible, although, I haven't found this in the Achronim, but it could be. It could be that Rashi and Menachos holds against Rav Mori, follow Darash, lo yechashev, kach. Maybe just doesn't darshan that lo yechashev is a lav. After all, there are two other opinions here on darshan lo yechashev.
You could look it into the words also, because what do the words say? It says, zevach shlamim.
Zev Shalom doesn't have any negative language there.
Right, so maybe Rashi here thinks that it's just an assay. It's not allowed. Right. Now, the Kobet Shiurim has a different shot, the one that was on the Makoro sheet. The Kobet Shiurim says, he assumes it is a machlokas. He says, no. That, with a Pasuk of Lo Yechashev, is said in what context? What's the Pasuk of Lo Yechashev talking about? V'im heyachol yechel b'yom ha-shlishi lo yeretzah, ha-makrib oso lo yechashev lo pigul yeyeh. It's all about pigul. I mentioned there are two kinds of machshavas that very much concern the first few prakim of Zvachim. Machshavas pigol, which means I think I'm going to eat it or consume it in some way, or have it consumed after the right time, or the little sister of pigol outside the right place. And shalom l'shma, I think it's a different karbon. Right? So, Kobet Shiurim says that no, it's strictly the pasuk of lo yechashev, is only talking about pigol. He says you have to understand it in context. The pasuk about pigol, it's not talking about shalom l'shma. There's no makor. There's a lav in shalom l'shma. So maybe if there's really a machlokes in Rashi Menachos Rashi Zvachim, whether there's a lav in shalom l'shma or a just an assay. So it could be that Rashi denies the lav entirely in Menachos, or it could be he just says look at the context. It's in a pigol sugya. It's in a pigol pasuk. It doesn't apply to Shlo L'Shma. However, the Griz in Menachos, when he's explaining Tosos in a different opinion, I know I just wrote what he says, but the Griz in Menachos there, Bedas Tosos, he says something else based on the Rambam. Now, he's not claiming the Rambam agrees, just based on the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes the Isser of Lo Yechashev, he says, what's the Isser of Lo Yechashev to do what? What's the lashon of the Rambam when he quotes the Isser of Lo Yechashev? Okay. Maybe. I thought he would have some sort of lashon. I knew I forgot something. Who says this first? Answer. How come no one corrected me here? The smag that I put here. What did the smag say? Mikanadi Omar Shein Limnos Balavan Hadamar of Mari Psher of Yan Perik Bez the Zvachim Shemachashim Kachim over Blosase, Shemer Lo Yachashev, Karipe Lo Yachshov, Sheri Rama Tofes Eker Ke Idach. We don't pass in that way. So, let's just say Rashi Menachos against Rav Mari, like the smag. The smag's obviously not saying Shana Rashi. He's just saying on his own. But then we have precedent for someone who doesn't pass like Rav Mari the smag. Or the Kobet Shiurim says maybe it's on a pickle. Mehechitesa shol l'shma. What the Griz says there is, he says if you look in the lashon of the Rambam, says the Rambam in Psulei Mekdashim Perek Tesvav, where he does bring down this iser of lo yichashev, which he does paskin, unlike the smag. Smag doesn't paskin. The Rambam also seems to not paskin it. In Yudchet. There it is. Kol mechashim mechashav shein nechona b'kachshav is over below sasa. Shari omer lo yichashev. V'pi hashmo lamdu shebechlal din zesh lo yafsid hakachshav b'machshava. You shouldn't ruin kachshav with machshava. Shouldn't ruin kachshav. Shari zeh doma lamatel mum b'kachshav. It's like putting a mum in kachshav. So, says the Rama, he understands lo yichashev, the problem isn't misthinking. The problem isn't thinking wrong things. The problem is ruining karbanos. It's usher to physically ruin karbanos by making a cutting and making a mum, and it's usher to conceptually ruin karbanos, to metaphysically ruin karbanos, by having the wrong machshava. So if you assume, now again, the Rambam doesn't follow through, but if you assume that the Isser of Lo Yechashev is not the machshava per se, but the ruining, then, says the Griz, that the lav of Lo Yechashev is only because of Hefsid Kodshim. And what do we know happens when you think Shalom L'Shma about an Ola, a Shlomim, an Asham, a Bechor, a Meiser, or a Pesach? What happens to that carbon when you think Shalom L'Shma? It's kosher of Lo Olam Shem Kova. But it's not Nifsan. It's still kosher. It's still a valid carbon. You haven't ruined it. It's not like a mum. If you kena think pigo, fine. If you think shalom l'shvan achatas and a pesach, you've ruined it. But if you think shalom l'shvan a regular carbon, which we're talking about now, right? In the lashon that we're talking about here in Adafa, and Adafa is clearly regular carbon, Rabbis and Ola regular carbon, and shelo lishma doesn't ruin the carbon, it just lo alu l'shem chova.
But Zbeach receives another carbon now.
Yeah, the yeah, so exactly. So therefore, says the Grizz in his chat what he thinks Tosfos holds, meaning he's saying his chat in Tosfos. Okay, yeah, you have to look there to see why he thinks this Tosfos shot. He says that lo yichashev would apply to shlo l'shma of a chatos and a pesach, right? So in other words, lemaisa lefi Rashi Menachos, when does the lav of lo yechashev apply? So according to the first pshat, and Rashi, never. He passes, there's no such lav. According to the first pshat, pigle, only pigle. According to the third pshat, pigle and shelo lishma of a chatas and a pesach. Right? Anytime you're mafsid the kachim. But not in Shlosh of the regular carbon, so you're not mafsid the kachin. And the Beis Halevi, first Brisker, the Beis Halevi says, sorry, we'll pretend this is below there, says the Beis Halevi, where's this Beis Halevi?
Simon Lamed.
Did I put it on my Makoros?
No.
Okay. Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed, all the way at the end. Chelek Aleph, all the way at the end of Simon Lamed. He says something very subtle. He says no. He says, the Isra of Lo Yechashev is to be mafsid kachin, is to ruin a karban. Even though Adol Hashem Chova is ruining a karban, you're being pogging the effectiveness of the karban. It doesn't have to be a total psal. So what does he say? He says that Lo Yechashev applies to any machshava that damages a karban, even lo alu l'shem chova, but what's the only case where lo yichashiv doesn't apply? In Rava's case, if you already thought shelo l'shma once and now you think shelo l'shma again, thinking shelo l'shma a second time, that doesn't ruin anything because it was already lo alu l'shem chova, right? But not if you already thought shelo l'shma. This is the Beis Halevi, because it's not any worse because you thought a second time. Thinking a second time doesn't make it any worse because it's already law of l'shem chova. And it was according to this Beis Halevi, when would it apply? It would apply to pigel, to any shelo l'shma, except, or the only time it wouldn't apply, the only time there wouldn't be lo yichashev, but not to the second time shelo l'shma, which is exactly what we're talking about now. And Rashi could be meduyik what we're talking about now, because the first time shelo l'shma, you're being mafsid. You're not ruining the carbon, but you're being mafsid the effectiveness of this carbon. Now it's not as good a carbon as it used to be, right? Now it's not a full kiyum of the carbon. So therefore, your machshava has had a bad effect. But in the last time, if you do it again, then your machshava has no effect. It was already kashav lo olabai l'shem chova. The second time makes no nafkamina, so why is it usher to mechashav the second time? So that's what Rashi says. This Rashi Menachos says, there's no lav to mechashav brought the second time. The second time is just an assay of zevach shlamim, which means all the avodas should be done l'shem shlamim. We'll see zevach shlamim is expanded to all the avodas, which means you should do the avodos l'shma. That's only an assay. You didn't do the assay of doing avodos l'shma.
Is there another law being physically made to be
yes. Yes.
So we need two? We need
okay, the Rambam actually does not count lo yichashev as a law. Then the Mefarshim explain, because it's included in the law of matam lo mekachshav.
So meaning, but within this third approach to the grid, so like we have like a chicken and the egg problem, no? Meaning, I guess what I'm saying is that if we know already independently that it's asur to be masib kachem, so then when I have this machshava,
no, because we only know it's asur to physically be masib kachem for the lav of matalom. We don't know this asur to verbally be masib kachem.
But I mean, but that being said, it's only applying to chazas and pesach.
Okay, and pickle, which is the original context. Right. Now, as all of this is as opposed to, right, Rashi in Zvachim, what would Rashi in Zvachim would say? He would say, Lo Yechashev applies to all improper machshavos, no matter what. Right? Even Lo Lishma, that's the second time that it was already Lo Olabayim Shem Kova. So then we might have here, if we assume, like many, most Akronim, that Rashi changed his mind in between Zvachim and Menachos, and there's a machlok between Rashi Zvachim and Rashi Menachos, then maybe you could say that then it turns out you have five different possible shitas as the lav of Lo Yechashev, ranging from the Smag, which might be Rashi Menachos, who says the lav of Lo Yechashev is no such thing, there is no such lav, to the Rashi Menachos, the Kovach Yurim, who says only Pigel has a lav, because it's written by Pigel, not Shalom Lishma, to the Kovach Yurim, to the Grizz, who says only something that passes the carbon has a lav, not something that just mitigates the effectiveness of the carbon. To the Beis HaLevi, who says anything that takes away from the kiyum of the carbon has a lav, but not something that's just redundant. To Rashi and Zvachim would say any improper machshava has a lav, regardless if it has an effect or not, right? Even if it has no effect whatsoever, right? Even if it has no effect, it doesn't matter, there's still a lav to have an improper machshava, and according to that, then the lav of Lo Yechashev would probably just be a lav, not of affecting the carbon, but just a lav of thinking improper things in the Mikdash, or, you know, relevant improper things.
Rashi changed his mind, meaning, does that mean maybe he just felt that different sugyas needed to be treated differently?
Correct. Either he changed his mind, or he just thought that the different sugyas held a different shita. Usually, when Rashi changes his mind, quote-unquote, between two argues in two places, what you'd like to say is, this is according to one amora, this is the other amora, this is according to one shita, this is the other shita. It just becomes a little tricky, because it's mamish the same amora and the same sugya talking, so it's a little tricky. So I'll leave, if someone's clever enough to figure out why Rashi thought the Gemara in Zvachim held A, the Gemara in Menachos held B, they can. If not, maybe he just talked and changed his mind. Again, there's another derech. The other derech is the Grizz, who says his other pshat. This is what he says for Tosos. This is what he says with Das Rashi, who says that he's not changing his mind. He's just telling you half the story each time. Now, what Joel wants me to say is that when we learned Zvachim and YU back in the day, Rav Rosenthal wanted to say something which is very mechush, which is not found in any of the Achronim, Kedarka Makodesh. He wants to say, no, there's no steer in Rashi. One is for Zvachim, one is for Menachos. There's just a difference between Zvachim and Menachos. That is a big chiddush, that Zvachim have a lav of Lo Yechashev, but Menachos don't have a lav of Lo Yechashev. So that would be a big chiddush. But because the dinim seem to be exceedingly parallel.
Because we have Avodas Adam.
Okay, but we didn't say anything about Avodas Adam in the pasuk of Lo Yechashev, right? Meaning, I think I have to admit that Pagel of Menachos has Lo Yechashev. Unless you just say Lo Yechashev only has to do with animals, not vegetarian carbonos. But I'm not sure why that would be. Morty?
I clearly, because in the next thing we have, where was it? In the Kovach Yurim, he brings it, Menachos are implied by their activity. It's all the same. That's why the Machshava is there. It doesn't hurt.
So, I'll tell you what Rosenzweig said, but it's based on an assumption that is in this Grizz. I don't know if everyone had a chance to go through the Grizz. I know it was very hard. And I'm not necessarily going to agree with much of what the Grizz says, but hopefully within the next few weeks we'll relate to all of it at one point or another. I will tell you what my Rebbe Rosenzweig said, but it's brilliant, but it's a chiddush. Says, yes, that's what I meant, thank you. He says, no stira at all. He says, there's no stira. He says, just shalo lishma. Shalo lishma bizvachim is a lav of Lo Yechashev, but shalo lishma In Menachos, there's no lav. It's just Zevach Shlomim, meaning, I know Zevach Shlomim was talking about Tzvachim, but that applies to Menachos equally. The lav doesn't apply to Menachos. Why would the lav Davka not apply to Menachos? So here you have to say a very, very big, you'd have to say a very big chiddush. You'd have to say that even though Zvachim and Menachos have the same din, the Zvachim and Menachos have the same din, which is Shelo Lashma is Kashav Lo Olo Bayim Shem Chova, unless it's a Chatas or Minchas Chote, in which case it's possible, but we're not talking about that now. Right? We're talking about Kashav Lo Olo Bayim. What you have to say is that there's two different kinds of Kashav Lo Olo Bayim. What are you going to say? You're going to have to say this. That why? You'd have to say the lav applies only when the carbon is nifsal, even b'miktsas, right? Even partially. I understand it's not possible to gamrei. And then what you have to say is this: that by zvachim shelo lishma equals a psul b'miktsas. Is a partial psul shelo alu l'shem chova, but by menachos, and that's why you have a lot of lo yichashim. By menachos shelo l'shma is not a psul; it's just a chisaron in the kiyum of the neder, and that's why it's not alu l'shem chova. Say, by Zvachim, Shelo Lishma is posel. That's why it's a lav of lo yichashiv. And it's lo olo l'shem chova because it's half posel. By Menachos, it's not posel. If you do Shelo Lishma, it's just that you weren't mekayim your neder properly, so you have to bring it again. Now, mehechi teisa, you would make this fundamental difference between Zvachim and Menachos, so it could be the Shita of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says at the beginning of Menachos, there is no psul of Shelo Lishma Menachos. Because you can't mess up the identity of a mincha. I mean, you want to say an ola is a shlomen, you could say an ola is a shlomen. And that's, that's a logical thing to say. It's wrong, but it's possible. What a mincha? You're going to say, this minchas marcheshes is really a minchas machvas. It's a marcheshes. You could see. You could physically see the difference. What are you going to say? This minchas solis is really a minchas mafetan. This flour, I'm lishma that it's really a piece of bread. I mean, it's flour, it's not pieces of bread, or it's pieces of bread, it's not griddles. It's whatever it may be, or you can say, these wafers, they're really loaves. So in Menachos, there's a physical difference, which contradicts your Shelo Lishma. While in Zvachim, there's no physical difference that contradicts your Shelo Lishma. Even when I shecht a shlamim, it could be an ola. When I shecht an ola, it could be a shlamim. So maybe what Rav Rosenzweig wanted to say, although I said this very mechudish, is that by Zvachim, when you think Shelo Lishma, you're really messing up the identity of the carbon. Your dad Shelo Lishma is a serious Shelo Lishma. You're really trying to change the identity of the carbon. Because, someone might believe you. It could be believable that this is a different carbon. Therefore, you've passled it. By Shelo Lishma, Menachos, you haven't passled it. It's a joke. You're saying it's a machlas is really mafetaner. You can tell what there's a machlas mafetaner. You can't really passel it because you can't really change the identity, mess with the identity of the carbon. You can't really call into question the identity of the carbon.
So why
Because the identity is mukher physically. All you're doing is you're doing avoda in a silly fashion.
So why do you use that pasuk in Zevach Shlamim?
Because that shows that you're supposed to do everything with Shlamim.
So you're taking
by Menachos, the problem is just, let me say it a little better, it's just the chisaron of. It's just a chisaron in, let's say, just a chisaron in the kiyum neder, because you didn't focus properly. Okay, you didn't focus properly.
I know that.
That's the only problem. This is a big chiddush. That's why I say I'm reluctant to go this way, even though Joel wants to go that way. Maybe Joel wants to go in a different way. To say that by Zvachim, it's really a half soul. Because you've really messed up the identity of this carbon. You've taken an ola and tried to make it into a shlomen. Or even possibly made it into a partial shlomen. You've questioned its ola identity.
You can't pass
What? No, I don't mean pasul. I mean like half pasul to be lo olot shem chova. Yes.
Does that mean like korbanos that which are exclusive, or let's say you have machshava that this is mincha or something like that, so then you would assume that that it would apostle it, meaning with this approach?
What do you mean by exclusive?
Let's say you have a cow, and you say this is Lashon Pesach.
That's a great question, and the Gemara does, basically the Gemara assumes that in the beginning of Menachos. Undermine the identity, the karban, and that equals a psul. While in Mincha Shelo Lishma, you can't undermine the identity because the identity is mukhrach, like the identity is physically there, and therefore it's just a chisaron in your focus, and therefore it's not considered a psul, a miktsas psul, it's not a psul b'miktsas. And that's why lo yechash implies it's vachem, not the menachos. But I understand that's a big pill to swallow. And then you have to read the Mishnah Menachos. It says the exact same thing as the first Mishnah Vachem, but for a different reason. And that's a big chiddush. And that's a big chiddush.
Even if you did mess it up, it's still an ola. I mean, whether it's a marachesh or it's still an ola. Even the sugya that you gave us, the kifsei atzeres, they didn't have a havamina that if you took the kifsei atzeres, there were olos, and switched them. That there was no question
okay.
about.
Fair enough.
It's only the ones that were shlamim.
Fair enough. And I'm not. I think this is too much of a chiddush to really use to explain this. It would be a great way to explain Rashi doing these vachem and nachos. The problem is you're going to have to say a lot of very big chiddushim that I'm not sure that I'm willing to vouch for. So I'll leave you. What do you do with the steer between Rashi's vachem and nachos? I'll leave you to decide on your own. You could say there's really no steer. There's different things vachem and nachos. Maybe you'll come up with a different hesper why there's different things vachem and nachos.
Right, so you're assuming that several shlamim usually holds and loy chashiv doesn't hold.
Yes.
Can it be the opposite that loy chashiv holds but several shlamim doesn't?
That really machlok is whether zemach shlamim holds. Okay. The reason why most people assume not that way is because since loy chashiv is more chomer, you'd think that if they both held, you would mention lo yechashiv. So, although it's still possible to go that way. And then are you going to save the Zvachim and Achos based on that? Are you going to be chalking Zvachim and Achos?
No,
you just explore.
So the Ram says in Parashat Mishnayos in the fourth parak that there's a shiva that Shlomo doesn't need a Lishim Shlomo.
You have to show me that. No, I think he just means that Stam is okay, which we'll get to. Okay, all right, let's argue about that later then. Anyway, Lamai Samori.
Getting back to this based on Levi, if you're saying that this lowly Shema doesn't hold that the carbon is fine, Micha, but according to the based on Levi, the lowly Shema has ruined the carbon slightly. How do you bring a carbon that has a pagam in it? How do you continue to use this carbon at all? It's not a perfect carbon.
So that is the Xeris Akasav. The Xeris HaKasav is that even though this, and again, I don't mean it's physically blemished, right? What I mean is that it doesn't have it doesn't have the full kiyum of bringing that karban. How do you bring a karban when you don't have the full kiyum of bringing that karban? So the Gemara asks that question a little later on Daf Hey, like if it's not Yotze Bichova, why does it come at all? And the answer is ultimately going to be Xeris HaKasav, that in this case you can. So we'll leave it at that, and maybe we'll come back to it later. Okay, so this is different ways of resolving the steer between Rashi and Zvachim and Nachos. The last thing I just wanted to say was, that's all about Rashi, Zvachim and Nachos, that's what everyone likes to talk about. How about this funny Shittim Gubetzis? Why does he pull out the Pasuk from Nachman Vavim and Beis? Clearly that Pasuk is familiar to us. Oli Shemech Nechoch Lashem Vavim and Beis. And he even seems to have some sort of tagged on line, which sounds like Lashon Sifra, but it's not an Ar Sifra, not an Ar Toras Kohanim. Mikan, that even if you're Mishana once, you can't be Mishana again. Why does he bring this in? So, I think you could say, and here we'll have to, this will segue into the, not the very next thing we're going to discuss, but the thing after that. Why is he bringing Daf Mem Vav Mem Beis here? Ola Yisheref Nechoel Hashem. What's wrong with Zevach Shlom Karbano? Tainach, there's no love, let's say. Right, there's no lav. It's just that the proper procedure has to be done. Why does he need to go to Daf Mevav and Beis? What's wrong with the psukim in our sugya about Zevach Shlomim Karbano, which is going to come up
on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Exactly. So I think maybe Pshat here is what Pshat in the Shidim Gubetzes. Let's see that. Pshat in the Shidim Gubetzes, I think, is that he thinks this Tzvei Dinim, like we said last time, right? It especially works nicely for Tosos, although maybe for some of the others also, right? If you assume there's two different Dinim in Shelo Lishma, right? And especially if you assume that the din and daf and vav and beis like Tosos is not ma'akif, right? Then it makes a lot of sense if you assume there's beis dinim in lishma. There's one din and that is ma'akif, either ma'akif that is pasul or ma'akif that's the olah dechova, right? And has to do with the mission of beis amud aleph, and that is based on zevach shlamim and all the psukim that come after that. And then there's another din that's not ma'akev, and that's based on the mishnah daf and vavam beis, which does not have a lashon of nizvach shelo lishma and ksherim lo olo or pasul, but based on l'shem shishadvar mezevach nishchat, and that is based on the pasuk of ola v'chuli. What's the difference between these two dinim? What's the difference between these two dinim? So now it's very poshut. The difference between these two dinim is that this first din, now what are we adding now? What's Rafi trying to say? This first din is a din in the, this is a psul in the carbon. This is a psul in the carbon if you do shelo lishma. That's our Mishnah. The Mishnah of Mavavi is plenty of talking about psul in the carbon. According to Tosafot, that's not ma'akev. Right? It's only a pure lechachila. Right, so if it's only per lechachila, what's that din? That din is not a psul lekarbon. This is a chiyuv of how to do the avoda. The chiyuv is you have to do the avoda with all these six kavanos. Again, this is all based on Tosfos, although you could say something similar in the other Yishonim. Right, six kavanos. That's how to do the avoda. You should have six kavanos in mind when doing the avoda. What's pasul's the carbon? What's the basic identity of kashers or pasul's the carbon? That's the two machshavos of shelo lishma, shine badam, shine kodesh, as we will elucidate. Now, what might the Shidduch Gebetzes be thinking? If this is true, then he would say very poshut. Says the Shidduch Gebetzes that din one doesn't apply if it's already pasul. Right? If it's already pasul, then din one, it's too late. You already pasul it. It's already not a kosher karbon. Right? This is the you can't say zerach shlamin. Now you have to bring it to kashrus of the old shem chova. Not until the lechashiv does not apply if it's already root. Even zerach shlamin doesn't apply if you're already root. It's too late to bring in zerach shlamin. What? But applying the Salevi, what he says about Yechashiv, I'm saying that Zevach Shlomo.
Right, yeah.
Right, exactly. So that doesn't apply if it's already Pasul She'eino Olah. However, Din 2 applies to, let me say it even a little better. Din 1 is, and this will come back in a moment, Din 1 is a din of kashrus hakarbon. Doesn't apply if it's already spoiled. I know it's not possible, but it's already spoiled, so olo shem chova. So din one, even zerach shlamim would not require you to continue to have good thoughts. The whole mishnah daf beis, the pshan, the mishnah daf beis, would only require you to have good thoughts the whole time. Once you messed up once, you already messed up the car. You don't have a carbon that's l'shem shlamin. However, din 2 applies each moment. Because only chachila means every avoda needs to be done properly. And what we're saying is the mishnah daf beis is that hinting at the mishnah daf mem vav. If there are two dinim, one din that the carbon has to be done l'shma, the carbon has to have the kashrus of l'shma. That din is avod. That's already too late. So the Shidduch Gebetzes says, so how do we know? Meaning he says the Havmin is good. Once you're Mishana once, you should be able to Mishana again. It's too late. You don't have a Lishma carbon anymore. Your carbon is not lishma. It's too late. Why do you have to keep thinking lishma anyway? That's to the din too. That's to the din daf mevavon beis. That din which is not ma'akev, right, just says you have to do avoda with precise intentions, regardless of what difference it makes for the carbon or not. And you're right. Just whatever the Beis Halevi says that the difference between lo yichashim zevach shlamim, I think the Shulchan Aruch is saying is the difference between zevach shlamim and olei shiref nechoach l'Hashem. That's based on what we saw last time, particularly in Tosfos. That there's one din of the kashrus hakarbon, and there's one din of the ma'isa avoda. The ma'isa avoda has to be done lishma, regardless of the effect it has, because it's not ma'akev. If it's not ma'akev, then it's not about the effect. It's just about doing things properly. So there's one din of making the carbon come out right. There's one din of doing things properly. Once you mess up once, it's too late to make the carbon come out right. Din one doesn't apply. But din two still applies. You should do things as properly as you can. And maybe that's shot in the Shidim Kabetzis.
Can
the Shidim Kabetzis
also work within Rebbe's Rosenzweig's model? I mean, if you only apply it to Menachos, so then that's exactly what it says. I mean, Lo Yichashev is only Ma'akev because you can physically see it. Therefore, like, your threshold...
Yeah, certainly, whatever kind. Whatever applies there can apply here. Okay, Raph, when you get a chance.
Isn't my brother's wife model work? Are the Isle of Yom Kippur and the Isle of the Kohen Gadol, if you get them confused? So the Gemara does, the Gemara only talks about Luchus or Maisa. The Gemara doesn't talk about Lo Yichashev, because one Ola is the same as another Ola. And one mincha is the same as another mincha.
Okay, let's come back to that. Okay, now one other thing I just wanted to briefly mention, but I'm not going to spend too much time on it because I want to get to the sugya of stoma, which is really the best sugya to sink your teeth in and then get perspective on everything else we're talking about, hopefully, is the fascinating question that I want to bring up of what about shinui bayim? Would Rava's Chumra also apply to Shem Bailim or not? Rava says, if I shecht Ola l'shem Shlomim, for example, then I at least have to do the rest of the Avodah l'shem Ola. I shouldn't be Makabel l'shem Shlomim.
Right.
I'm not allowed to be Mahalish l'shem Shlomim. I'm not allowed to be Zorit l'shem Shlomim. Right? But what if I shechted, Ola's Ruvain l'shem Shimon? Do I still have to keep thinking Ruvain? Or from now on, actually, there's no problem if I think Shimon. Like, what would we say in Rava's case for Shinui Bayim? Lechatchila, I only have a bit of evidence, not Ola anyway. So, here's the interesting question. What if again, what's Rava saying? Rava is saying this. Shachat Ola L'shem Shlomim, clearly, Aser Lizrok Domo. L'shem Shlomim. That's what Rava says. We analyzed why. We had three different possible psukim that are the reason why. But what about the following case? What about Shachat Olas Ruvain L'shem Shimon? Lizrok Domo L'shem Shimon? And here, the Rekevus HaMishnah on the Rambam that I put on the Makor sheet says very clearly, once I was shachat olas ruvin l'shem Shimon, there's no issur b'zorit l'shem Shimon. Right? There's no issur b'zorit l'shem Shimon. Why? Says the Merkeves HaMishnah, ain issur. Why is there no issur? Because it's not ruvin's anymore.
Right.
Because it's not olas ruvin anymore. As opposed to the Chafetz Chaim, the Likutei Halachos, he had a havamina like that, right? A brief havamina like that. But then he said, not that way. He says it's still usser. He says it is usser. Obviously, he thinks that it's still Olas Ruvain. It might not count for Ruvain's chova, right? Because it's still Olas Ruvain. Yes.
According to Markaris, the Corbin wouldn't be good for Shimon.
No.
So why do you even want to do it?
That's not our problem, right? And if you went through the Babylonian Talmud, and every time they asked what happens if you do something, you would ask why someone would want to do it, you'd be in big trouble. The answer is we're asking a theoretical question. And if you want, I can be clever and make up a reason why someone would want to do it. But that's, that's not relevant. The question is just, I'll give you a I'll give you a good enough kmina now. You know, some kohen, he just shechted Olas Ruvein for the sake of Shimon, and he's about to continue doing the rest of the avodah shel Shimon. Do we have to go stop him? Right? Do we have to yell at him and afrushi me sura and tell him, don't continue that? So the Mechavzer says, nah, once he had this juke in his head and he was shechted l'shem Shimon, he might as well just let him go on. There's no point. I'll tanik silky valto.
He do the shame, right? The shame lady.
And yeah, he goes through the shame lady, right? Nothing special at Shimon. He goes through the shame lady because Shimon has no zechus here, right? Shimon's not. There's no ratzach to become your rasha here, right? He can a levy or he suffers a bullet also. Locked up to Shimon. correct. So what is the what's the svara of the Rekevus HaMishnah? What's the svara of the Rekevus HaMishnah? So, here it's an interesting question. the svara of the Rekevus HaMishnah, see, I could have given two svaras for this Rekevus HaMishnah. And, I mean, only one of them actually applies to him, so I would just ask another interesting question. And here, I don't necessarily have an afron for this, but let's ask this question. What about Shachat Olas Ruvein L'shem Shlomen? Right? Ha'im Aser Lizrok Damo L'shem Shimon? L'shem Olas Shimon? Here's an interesting question. That's not what any of these Akronim deal with. They deal with, if you did one Shinu Kodesh, it's also doing another Shinu Kodesh. That's Pshat and Rava. You did one Shinui Ba'ilim, Machlok Zachronim, you could do another Shinui Ba'ilim. What if you did one Shinui Kodesh? Could you then do Shinui Ba'ilim? Now, the Merkabas HaMishnah thinks no. But I think here you get a Chiluk in Svaras. Says the Merkabas HaMishnah, it's very clear. He says that's Aser. I'm only Moda if you did one Shinui Ba'ilim to do another Shinui Ba'ilim. That's my matter. I'm not doing Shinui Ba'ilim to do Shinui Kodesh. You could have said, I don't have any names to put here, right, but you could have said that there's no iser. Right? What would be the svara? And here, what would be the svara? And the reason why I think you could have said this, even though I don't have any achronim on my side, is A, because there's a general cloud that if I just look further, I found someone who said that. But that's not really a good reason, because if Tosfot of Hayyam and Aleph says Tosfot of Hayyam and Aleph, he says, the last line of Tosfot of Hayyam and Aleph in Rasul HaGah, he says something fascinating. The davka shinui kodesh shinui bailim to come down with the avram lachar misa. Shinui kodesh and shinui bailim is similar. In Tosfos Hei but Aleph Dibur Maskal Hagah, the last 4.5 lines. Davka 5.5 lines. Davka shinui kodesh shinui bailim davka medam with the avram lachar misa. If you shet them with shinui kodesh shinui bailim, it's as if the owner's dead. Why? Shein lo bailim. So there's no bailim. Kumosh lo shom. There's no bailim. Kashem einu maratzet. Just like there, it's kosher. If the owner dies, it's clearly kosher vein of maratza. It's a kosher carbon. You can bring most carbonas after the owner dies, but it doesn't give him any mitzvah. Ain't kapar lemesa. It's kosher vein of maratza, and it's not yotzi's chova. He has no chova once he's dead. Likewise, here it's ain't lo bailim. Tosos in our Gerson Tosos says shinoi kodesh shinoi bailim is like ain't lo bailim. So I think what's the svara? Let's just film the svara. Here the svara is. Because why would any shinoi make it like ein lo bailim? Why would shinoi kodesh make it like ein lo bailim? This shouldn't be a hard question. Why would Tosfos say it's like ein lo bailim after you do shinoi kodesh or shinoi bailim?
Well, it's got to be associated with a particular person.
But I did Olas Ruvein L'shem Shalvei Ruvein. Why is it ein lo bailim?
It's like a new carbon.
It's like a new carbon, and it's not. What is it not after I do a shinoi? It's not Olas L'shem Chova. Not Olas L'shem Chova means it's not his. Basically, he's saying after a shinoi, it's not his carbon anymore. It just general belongs to the mikdash, right? It's not his carbon anymore. It's ein lo bailim. So the svara is that because it's eino ole lebailim l'shem chova, any shelo lishma makes it into ein lo bailim. And if you ask me, I would think that Tosfos and Hayyam and Aleph would say, even if I did shinoi kodesh, I'm now allowed to be mishana the bailim. Because there is no bailim to be mishana anyway. There is no bailim. Meaning, there's no problem shinoi bailim if there's no bailim. It's not roommates anymore.
It's not Olam Shem Chol of Ruvain's. Ah, it should have been possible. The Torah is Mechadish, still Kosher Vein Olam. Kosher Vein Olam means Ruvain gets no credit. It's not his carbon anymore. Well, it's just generic carbon.
Maybe it's just not his neder anymore, but it's his nedava.
Ah, I understand. But that's not what Tosfos says, Ke'en Lo Bayit. So this would be, right? This would be Tosfos on Daf Hei Amud Aleph says, that's really the Chakira. What happens when it's Kashav Lo Olo L'Bayit L'Shem Chova? When it's Motzos Vasef and Nedava Tehei? We'll come back to this Chakira. But Tosfos Hei Amud Aleph says, Ein Lo Bayit. It's lost the connection to the Bayit. Any Shalom Shema loses connection to the Bayit. However, that's not the Sfar of the Mekemes HaMishnah. What's the Sfar of the Mekemes HaMishnah? Look at that same Tosfos Daf Hei Amud Aleph with the emendation of the Shita Mekubetzes. The emendation of the Shita Mekubetzes changes it. How does he change it? Again, I'm going to read it to our Girsa and then with the Shita Mekubetzes. What does our Girsa say? I'll read it again with our Girsa. Again, the Shlomar, last 4.5 line. The Dafka Shinu Kodesh Shinu Bayim. Talking about Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bayim. Dafka Medami Gahave Bon Lachramisa. It's similar to if the owner died. She'in Lo Bayim. There's no Bayim. Commercial Shom Kasher Venim Ratzah. Just like the owner's dead, it's Kasher. Nenim Ratzah. Kamokin Kan. Shashino Soi Bayilov. Behavi Kain Lo Bayim. Likewise here, you change the Bayim and there's no Bayim. Here Tosno is Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bayim. But what does the Shinu Kovetzes change Tosus to? He says, Yishlomar Dafka Shinu the Shinu Kodesh Shinu Bailem. Then he adds, the Havi Shinu Bailem to Bon Lacher Misa. Only Shinu Bailem is like Bon Lacher Misa. Only Shinu Bailem is like if the owner's dead. Changes the Shinu Mekubetzes. He says, no, only Shinu Bailem is as if there's no owner. And then he reads the whole thing through the end. Dafka Shinu Kodesh Shinu Bailem. Why the Shinu Bailem is to Bon Lacher Misa? She'en Lo Bailem. Commercial Shom Kosher Ein Ratzik Mokin Kan Shashino Sumi Bailem Babakin Lo Bailem. He's only saying Shinu Bailem is like having no Bailem. And then in the end, the Shinu Kodesh adds, Shinu Kodesh Yalof Shinu Bailem. And then in the end, the din is learned through a Hekesh to Shinu Kodesh, but we're not really comparing Shinu Kodesh and Ein Lo Bailem, only Shinu Bailem. So I think the Mekemes HaMishnah's Gersa, is his Svara is Tosos Daf Hei Amud Aleph Lifi the Hagahos Shita Mekubetzes. Right? According to the Shita Mekubetzes, Hagod Tosos, only Shinu Bailem is Ke'en Lo Bailem. Right? Davka Shinu Bailem equals Ke'ilu Ein Lo Bailem. Davka Shinu Bailem separates you from the Bailem. Why? You have to say, because the Shinu Bailem worked. Not work Chas V'Shalom, that if I shekelless Ruvain for Shimon, then it made it Shimon's. No, that's ridiculous. You can't just steal like that in the Mikdash. But it worked that it's no longer Ruvain's, right? So, and the Chiddush is, and what's the Chiddush? Shinui Kodesh doesn't make it not an Ola. Right? Because Shinui Kodesh doesn't make it not an Ola. You can't change an Ola to a non-Ola. But you can change Ruvain's carbon to no one's carbon. And that's the Chiddush of Neder Nedava. A Neder Nedava, it's still an Ola, but they're Neder Nedava. But, I mean, okay, maybe that's not so much in the word Neder Nedava. But, says this, why? Because Shinoi Bailim it is half effective. What do I mean half? It doesn't make it Shimon's, but it does make it not Reuven's anymore. Right? So, I think, and that's the Kevin's Mishnah. He's clear that only after Shinoi Bailim is that Mokki Mishan and Bailim again, because Ein Lo Bailim. And again, I'm 100% sure it's Mutter St. Levi also. It's not that Shimon got rights here. It's that Reuven lost his rights. And then what's the Svar of the Kutei Alachos? The Svar of the Kutei Alachos is that, no, it's still Olas Reuven, just it's Olas Nidvas Reuven. It doesn't say it doesn't become Reuven's, it just becomes an Adava. So then we have three Shitas about...
Maybe it's not like Rashi on that bet, when Rashi said, "V'ilo nadarta ki ilu nadarta l'zeh nidava acheret v'lo l'shem v'rishona."
And therefore that sounds like... Yeah, I agree. He says it sounds like it's yours. Right. It's your nidava. So let's just point out, we have then a three-way chakira about what's the status of a carbon after Shinui. Right?
What's the status of kosher v'lo ola? What's the status of kosher v'lo ola? One shita is l'kutei halachos. He says it's still olas ruvein. It's just nedava. Take a little. It's still olas ruvein. It's just nedava. It's just not a little chova. It's still olas ruvein. He hasn't really changed the carbon. Then we have the Merkevas HaMishnah and the Tosos on Heyam and Aleph Lefi Girsas Shidim Kubetzes, who says depends. If it's Shinoi Kodesh, then it's still Olas Ruvein. Shinoi Kodesh can't change an Ola into a non-Ola. And as a matter of fact, it makes sense, because like, what are you going to change the Ola into? Obviously not going to change it into a Shlomin. You're going to change it into neither an Ola nor a Shlomin? I mean, there's no such thing as neither an Ola or a Shlomin, right? Meaning, you can't have a carbon that's not something. It's still Olas Ruvein, but Shinoi Bailim is it's now Ola She'ein Lo Bailim. Shinoi Bailim works, half works, right? It doesn't make it Shimon's, while Shinoi Kodesh doesn't. And I think the reason why is Pashut. Shinoi Kodesh can't half work, because there's no such thing as a carbon that's neither Ola nor Shlomin. But Shinoi Bailim can half work. There's such thing as an Ola that's neither Ruvein's nor Shimon's. You can have an Ola without owners. That's okay. What if someone's Bafish an Ola and died? Then it's an Ola without owners, right? A Ger, who has no relatives even, right? A Ger is Mafresh an Ola and died. Now this is Hefker Gummer. It's still an Ola. It's an Ola without owners. Same, you can bring an Ola without owners.
Does that mean even it's not his, even to the effect that Kutchim Kalim, you wouldn't get the R from the Behemoth?
Aha, so hold that thought for a second. And I think why I would say, because you can have an Ola without Bailim, but you can't have a carbon she'eino Ola o Shlomim o v'chuli. Meaning, you can't have a generic carbon that's not an Ola or Shlomim, so the Sheen of Kodesh can't work to make it a non-Ola. It's still an Ola, but you can't have an Ola that doesn't belong to anyone. And the last possibility, which I'm claiming is Tosfos on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Lefi Girsas Hadfos, would say that no matter what, that it's now Ola She'ein Lo Bailim, and that's what we mean by Lo Ola Shem Chova. If it's Lo Ola Shem Chova, then it means that it's not now Ola She'ein Lo Bailim. What he's saying is that Lo Ola equals Eino Shel Bailim. If it was Shel Bailim, it would be Ola. If it's not Ola, it has no Bailim. And there are a ton of nafkaminas, as Morty pointed out. What are the nafkaminas? Obviously, the main nafkamina is, right, what we just discussed. But I think there could be lots of other nafkaminas. And here, I think it would be interesting to see. I don't have a chorus on these. I wish I did. But I don't have a chorus on this. Maybe a nafkamina could be one what we started with. Isser Lishanos Bailov Bizrika. Right? According to Kutei Halachos, it is Usser. According to what I was suggesting, which I didn't find him to say explicitly, it's Mutter. This is the Likutei Halachos of the Chafetz Chaim. He says Usser. And according to the Merkeves HaMishnah, if Shina Kvar Kodesh, then it's Usher Mishana Bailov. But if Shina Kvar Bailim, then it's Mutter to Mishana Bailim again. Why someone want to do it doesn't concern me now. But good enough, the guy's going to, you have to stop him. There could be a ton of nafkaminas, as Morty points out. How about the Zechuyos of the Bailim, right? Would the Bailim have the role of Bailim? Right, there are many Zechuyos of the Bailim. Would he sell those Zechuyos of the Bailim? Like, for example, interesting question, would he eat the meat? Unless one wants to be a colleague in the right to eat the meat. And the bailus, maybe the speaking and bailus we're not going to get into, that has to do with if I'm makdish something for the kapara of you, maybe the speaking of bailus, but, or even the ritzoi, here's, this is a metaphysical nafkamina. Does the bailum get the ritzoi of a nedava? Right? Meaning, there's certain ritzoi of nedava, right? Does he get the Ritzoy in the Dava? Now that's a metaphysical Nafkamina. What does it mean to get Ritzoy, right? We don't usually like metaphysical Nafkaminas, but I'll just point this out. Metaphysically, does the Bailin have Ritzoy? Like he would by Nadava, right? If I bring in Nadava, I get Ritzoy up in Shemayim. So, the Nikul de Alachos would probably say yes. And just, I'm not yielding my obligation, but I get Ritzoy. And the Mekev Zemishna might say, if it's Shinoi Kodesh, then yes. If it's Shinoi Bailim, then no. Again, this is maybe one could be Mechalik. And as Morty said, and one could definitely be Mechalik here, but maybe the question is, how about this question on the Basar? Why only the Or? How about the Basar? Right? Now, in the Ola, there is no Zuchus. Right? The Bailim gets nothing. Even the Or, which is not burned, goes to the Kohanim. But, what about... hold on. I think I do have enough, Nina. One second. Give me a third of a second here. Maybe. There's no Tovas Hanot of the Bailim in Karbanos. He can't choose which coin to give it to. No. But you can ask, does the Bailim get the Basar? And here I'm not sure. I'm on a little bit of thin ice because I haven't seen any Makoros ever discussing this. But you might say that, but according to this chat, if it's like Ainlo Bailim, then maybe no. And then maybe it depends. In Shinoi Kodesh, yes. And in Shinoi Bailim, no. The one Nafkamina which I put on the second Makoro sheet, and now we're actually starting today's shir, which I think is very relevant, is the Gemara Nazir Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Rav Shimon has an interesting sheet in there. What if someone shechts the carbon of a Nazir Shelo Lishma? So Rav Shimon holds. First of all, what is Rav Shimon? So Rav Shimon says that what if I shech my Shalmi Nazir Shalol Lishma? Okay, then it's not Olo Shem Kol. I have to bring another Shalmi Nazir. Shalmi Nazir, by the way, is when I finish the Nazirus, so I have to bring the Karbanos in order to become a regular person again. So what about this case? The Gilach Ala Olo Lashlam Shalol Lishma. So it says it's possible. Rav Shimon says that it's kosher. Amar Vadabar Zosemers Kasar Rav Shimon Nazar Shekilach HaShalmi Nidava Yatza. Rav Shimon says, if I bring the Shlomo Shalol Shman and then I cut my hair, I'm Yotze. It's a big problem, so I have to wait for it to grow back and then I continue being a Nazar. Right? And the Gemara says that's because Rav Shimon thinks even on Shalmi Nidava you're allowed to. You're Yotze if you bring Shalmi Nidava and cut your hair. If you cut your hair before bringing a Karban, you're not Yotze. So now, hold on a second. If the Shlomim is not my Karban, how could I be Yotze cutting my hair? Right? Can I cut my hair on someone else's Shlomim? Obviously not. Obviously, Nazir can't cut his hair on someone on being after the offering off. He can't cut his hair on someone else's Shlomim. He can only cut his hair on his Shlomim. So from this sheet of Rav Shimon, at least, we see that it's really still his Karban. So this actually, maybe this is one of the reasons why the Shuvans didn't like Tosaf Hey and Aleph. This is an interesting Nafkamin, I think, except that it is, let's just say, four. How about Gilach HaNazir Al Shlomim Shacha Shalol Lishman? I'm going to say he shafted them. So if Imtin Salomar Gilach Al Shalmei Nedava Yatsa. Right? If Shalmei Nedava is good enough, is Shlom Shlom Shmon good enough? According to the Kotei Halachos, I would say for sure Yatsa. And that is what Rav Shimon says in Nazir Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. I would say for sure Yatsa. because it's still his shlamim, which is shalmi nidova. Okay? Shalmi nidova is yotza. According to the Mekevus and Mishnah, I would say, if it's shinui kodesh, then yotza, and that's the shita of Rav Shimon and Nazir, and if it's shinui baimlim, then I would say lo yotza. No, that being the galach of someone else's shlamim. Obviously, you're not yotza if you take a haircut on someone else's shlamim, which is fine. Just say that Mishnah meant shinui kodesh. According to Tosfos, you should say lo yotza, in which case, this is would have to then be against Rabbi Shimon. He'd have to be at least against one Tani. Now, it's not clear whether anyone else argues with Rabbi Shimon on this point. They argue with Shimon on other points. But then Tosfos would be a little dacha that he goes so far, because he'd be at least against one Tana. But okay, you're allowed to be against one Tana, especially if you don't postulate that Tani is he's a Das Yachid. Okay, so that would be another Nafkina. Could the Nazir, not for us, we hold the Nazir is only Yotzei, he's Megaleach, on Shlomim that fulfilled his obligation. But if you assume a Nazir be Yotzei, if he's got a haircut on Shalmei Nidava, then would he also be Yotzei on Shlomim Shlo L'Shva? According to the Chavetz Chaim, for sure, it's just a regular Nidava. According to the Kevzai Mishnah, for sure, for Yoshina Kodesh. According to Arkir Sintosos, Ein Lo Bailim. How could he be Yotzei if he cut his hair on Shlomim that don't belong to him? That doesn't make any sense.
But there maybe a different definition, like the Korban Pesach for a
Shlomim. Okay, unless you want to say there's Tvedim and Bailus, which would let our error some of these, which is called the question, some of what we've said, but I'll leave that for now, and I'm ready to go on after a question from Ellie and Rafi taking a picture of the word.
Just going back to the usual thing, so are we just saying that once you have Shinoi violin, so that further Shinoi violin is not Ola at all? I understand that it cannot be yours. I can understand it so long it belongs to the original owner.
Then there's no Shinoi violin, so there's no violin.
No, meaning so it's just meaning.
There can't be an Isser Shinoi violin if there's no violin. Right? I don't mean the result is not a problem. I mean, there's not even a mice of Shinoi Bailim if there's no Bailim.
I mean, this is a registered book law. So, I mean, I can say, meaning the muscle, let's say I'm checking this for a monkey. So, meaning.
Right, exactly. Or let's say there's a Hefter carbon and I had in mind for Ruben. That wouldn't be Shinoi Bailim.
That would be interesting. Right. And also, just there's certain carbonas which you can't bring as a Dava.
The Gemara's going to ask that enough, hey? But I'm not going to answer that yet. Okay, now we're ready to go on to the Sugya Stam. Let's go to the phase of a phase. And now I think we'll try to organize everything we've said until now. Says the Gemara, Amar Le'Ravin Le'Rapapa Lo Hadas Kabbal Be'Urta B'Tchuma Be'Cher Mechde Be'Cher Mech. You weren't with us in the base medrash last night. The Rav Yirmi Yilmal Yasa Adarim Shan. The Rav asked a great stira and gave a good answer. My Yilmal Yasa. What's the great stira? Tanan Kolos Vachshin Tzuchos Shlo Shlan Vechuli. It says Shlo Lishma is possible. Time Shlo Lishma Hashtama Alunam Le'Bayim Shem Chova. What's the diok? Shalom Lishman is a problem, but Lishma is totally kosher and Olu Estoma is totally kosher and Olu Shem Chova, right? Shalom Lishma is a problem. If you just don't think anything, then you're fine. It's totally Lechatchila. Alma Stomi Namik Lishman, Dom Stoma counts like Lishma, where many call a get Shinet of Shalom Shem Isha Apostle. Any get that's written not for the sake of the woman is possible. Ustoma Nami Apostle. And even Stam is possible. Notice the difference in Lashon between Zvach and Gittin. This is a real good grammatical deal. In Gittin, if you shech to Shalol Lashma, it's possible. Stam is okay. In Gittin, if you write it not for the sake of this woman, it's possible. Meaning even Stam is not for the sake of this woman. So, and even if you would not think that those Mishnayos sound different, maybe you say, no, really, they sound the same. The world later on will prove there's a difference. So let's assume that we know now that Zvachim stomach is kosher and Gittin stomach is possible. Right? If I write against stomach, it's totally possible. Vishani, and what's the answer? Zvachim bestam lishman omdim. Isha bestam alav legerishin omedes. Ah, Zvachim is stam meant to be brought lishma. Yeah, what do I mean? I mean Zvachim, I don't mean a cow. Elsie the cow is not stam anything. But once it's called a zevach, it's after someone was makdish it. Once I was makdish, Elsie the cow to be a shlomen, then obviously it's meant to be a shlomen, right? So it's already stam lishma, as opposed to a get, a stam woman is not meant to be divorced, right? So therefore there's a fundamental difference. When I shech Elsie the cow stam, so she's already in a stam to be brought as a, once the guy said I'm makdish, she was a shlomen, then she's meant to be brought as a shlomen. But when I write against them, I say Yaakov is divorcing Rachel, and then I have to meet Yaakov and Rachel and say, hey, you want to find cheap get? And they said, well, we're going to go for counseling, but if it's cheap, then fine. So then, but what do you mean, Minastan they weren't going to get? Who says Minastan they're going to get divorced? Okay, so that's the difference. The Gemara just asks, Uzvachim stomach chair we know. How do we even know Uzvachim or Stam Kosher means? It's not what our Mishnah means. And if you're saying you know the difference in the Lashon, I get it, it says only if they're Shepta Shalom Lashon, it's possible. It doesn't say if they weren't Shepta Lashon, it's possible. Right? No, gotta get Nami. The Ketani Kol Getsh Nechto Shalom Lashon Isha, possible. The Lokhtan Shalom Nechto Lashon Isha, possible. He actually points out the two Mishnayos are similar, they're not different. Arya says if it's Shepta Shalom Lashon, it's possible. That says if it's written Shalom Lashon Isha, it's possible. They're written the same. Right? It's not like one says if it's shalom lishma it's possible. The other says if it's not lishma it's possible. Right? Which is the difference between putting the not before the action, before the shafting of writing. They're really parallel. So that can be the difference. That the mission later on says possible if you do it with both lishma and shalom lishma. That's l'shem pesach l'shem shlama. Time and dharma l'shem pesach l'shem shlama. All l'shem Pesach ustama kasher. So the deal is that we say l'shem Pesach and then l'shem shlama if possible, but l'shem Pesach and stam would be kasher. Alma stam is l'shma. Doesn't that prove that stam is l'shma? Right? If I first shef l'shem Pesach, let's take one read, and then I receive the dam l'shem shlama, that's possible. The deal is that stam would be kasher. No, that's not a valid deal. Maybe that's not stam, since I shechted l'shem Pesach, then everything else is just a continuation of my original das, and I'm doing everything l'shem Pesach. That's not stam. If I'm just continuing l'shem Pesach, that's not stam. Rather, let me say l'shem Pesach. If I first shech l'shem shlomo and then I sprinkle it l'shem Pesach, that is shalom l'shem l'shem apostle. Time to shalom l'shem l'shem Pesach. Hastam l'shem Pesach kasher, but that shows my first shech did stama and then did the other vote of saying Pesach, that's kosher. Dilma Shani Hasan, Nami Yochir, Shofar, Tfilaso. No, but that's also a different thing. Did Lishma at the end, that proves that even the beginning, Lishma. Meaning, as long as all we've proven is that if I do half Lishma, half Stam, it's kosher. Meaning, that's because the half spreads out. The half of the beginning spreads out, Tel Das for Shona, and the half of the end spreads out, because Yochir, Shofar, Tfilaso. Inami, Ayyutam, Lishma, Shloshma, Tani, Yom, Shloshma, Lishma. Or the safe is just to be parallel to the Resha. Really, it only spreads out from the beginning to the end, not from the end to the beginning. But since it says Lishma Shalishma the Resha, it was parallel to Seifa. Elmei Halashim Shishad Var Mizerach Nizvah Hashem Zerach Hashem Zovach Hashem Shem Hashem Hashem Ishom Hashem Yel Hashem Yichvach Hakash Hashem Hashem Chait Am Rav Yosi Afik Shlohay Vivit Hashem Afim Kalei Kasher Shudnai Bezdin Hu. Rav Yosi says, no, even if you didn't think anything is kasher, think nothing whatsoever. It's a Tznai Bezdin. We'll read it like Rashi now. The Bezdin made a Tznai, made a rule not to think anything. Hold on a second. What do you mean they made a rule not to think anything? Ask the Bezdin to Olim L'shmo. Bezdin says, don't say L'shmo, don't ask L'shmo L'shmo, because it might make mistake and say Shalom L'shmo. B'Sap B'Dai, if Stam is possible, can Bezdin Masim Milsim? So if Stam is possible, how could Bezdin get up and make a rule that would make it possible? Right? So obviously we see that Stam is kosher, because we're also saying that Bezdin told you to do it Stam. Okay, so Stam is kosher. Great. Yes?
I understand the question. I mean, and everyone always learns it's Gezeres HaKashu by a get that the get has to be written L'shmo.
And it's Gezeres HaKashu by Karbanos that they have to be brought L'shmo. So why is one Stam okay and one Stam not okay?
It seems to me,
I think you're trying to say something, but you haven't said it yet.
Xeris HaKasuk by Karbonis is not.
Well, why?
Because it says it shouldn't be lowly shmuck. But over there, by
So Morty's saying something very fascinating. Morty's saying what Rav Chanan quotes he heard from his Rebbe that Rav Chaim held. Right? Morty's saying that. Let me ask a simple question. Right? You got this board, right, Rafi? Let me ask a very, very simple question. Why is stomach kosher by karbanos? Now, it's a funny question. The Gemara said why stomach is kosher by karbanos. Because it's stam l'shma. Okay, but what does that mean? So, what Morty wants to say, stomach kosher by karbanos. Right? So what Morty wants to say is that, what does it really mean? It means that stam is l'shma, you don't need to do it l'shma. It's stam counts as l'shma, it's l'shma yomdin. You don't need to do it l'shma, rather, there's just a psul of doing it shalom l'shma. Right? That's what Morty's trying to say. It's fundamentally different than get. In get, you need to do l'shma. In karban, it's not that you need to do l'shma. That's the psul if you do shalom l'shma. That's what Morty's saying. Right? Is that what you're saying? And that's what the Rav Chanan quotes from his Rebbe Reb Chaim. Says Reb Chaim that you don't need lishma. There's a psal of shelo lishma. Now, what would be the model for this? Can anyone think of a model of something similar to lishma, where it's not that you need something; it's just the psal of thinking the wrong thing.
Tzitzis.
No, closer. I would compare tzitzis maybe to get.
The
mitzvah of kavanah, the same idea. No, mitzvah of kavanah, okay, but even closer.
Pigol?
Pigol. Is there a din that you have to think to eat it in the right time? No, we have no mucker whatsoever that there's a din that part of bringing a carbon is thinking to eat it in the right time. No, you don't have to think about eating at all when you bring the carbon. Right? It's just a psal called pigol. Right? So Reb Chaim views it as very similar to pigol. Right? Similar to pigol. And that's what our Gemara means. Our means zvach or stama lishma. Zvachim, they're automatically lishma. You don't need lishma. Like a zevach is a zevach. It's just that there's a psul of shalom lishma. Okay. What's the other option, though? The other option, though, that's what Morty was thinking. The other option is to say no. Say you do need lishma. Right? The other option, we won't put a name yet, is that you do need lishma, just like get. I mean, it's not like pigle. I understand it's like pigle in some external ways, that it's a thought in function. But you do need lishma, just like get. So what's the only difference? The only difference is very pashut. If I write a get stam, do I have in mind that Yaakov and Rachel are going to get divorced? No, I'm writing it stam. Why would I be thinking that Yaakov and Rachel, how do I even know Yaakov and Rachel are getting divorced, etc.? But if I shef a korban stam, then what is a stam person who shefs a get? Let's just think common sense. A stam guy who writes a get that hasn't been ordered by anyone, right? He writes a get stam for practice, right? He writes again just to have lying around. So he doesn't really think Yaakov's going to divorce Rachel with it. Like, why would he think that? A stam guy who shefts a carbon, what would you think? If someone shefts a carbon stam, what are they thinking?
It's going to be a carbon.
They're thinking, are they thinking it's going to be the carbon that it was hooked us for, or that it's going to be a different carbon? I'm a guy who makes something, I'm a carbon. I'm a regular guy off the street, right? What am I thinking? I'm not thinking, say, what were you thinking when you shefts a carbon? What were you thinking when you shefts a carbon? I say, I was thinking about my stocks. Let's say better. I was thinking about making sure that I did the shkita properly and the knife and whether it was sharp enough. I was very, very concerned with that. When I was thinking about the halaga, how the high madrega of avod in the Beis Hamikdash, and I was thinking about Hashem. Were you thinking it was an olor shlomin? I wasn't thinking anything. So if the guy wasn't thinking anything, then what is he thinking? Mitzvah, he's thinking whatever it's supposed to be, it is. I'm a good guy. I'm in this ma'arechet. Right? Whatever it's supposed to be, it is. Right? If a guy stam, right? Meaning other things are not stam l'shma. If I take leather and I tan the leather, would you say, min astam, I'm thinking it's for a Sefer Torah? No, why would I think it's for a Sefer Torah? I don't know. Maybe I'm going to sell it to someone who wants to write a Sefer Torah. Maybe in the old days. I'm not talking nowadays. I'm going to sell it to someone who wants to write the Homer. But if I'm shefting a carbon, of course min astam, that's what it means. Stam l'shma, like, why would anyone, unless they were weird, why would anyone not want a shefting l'shma? So even if he wasn't thinking anything, min astam, he was thinking l'shma. As opposed to a get, why min astam would he be thinking that this Yaakov is going to divorce this Rachel? Like, maybe Pesach, he would think that.
But maybe he's thinking that. He's not writing to get from practice. He's taking an expensive piece of cloth and he's writing it, and he knows that he's writing a get. And the question is, for who? That's
okay.
He has a das for whoever comes along, but he's doing it all properly.
But that's when he becomes
mold.
That's very, we don't know who's going to come along yet. You wouldn't say it's there. Here it's like, whatever the carbon is, I'm shefting it for. I think that makes a lot. I think I said, but, right? But, let's just say, Bintzius, right? I'm not talking about any fancy lumpus, right? I'm talking about Bintzius in actual reality. A stam A stam person. And see us. His kavana is min hastam for whatever the carbon really is. Right? Min hastam is kavana is whatever it really is. Why would he want to change this carbon? Why would he want to shef an ola for a shlomim or a shlomim for an ola? I'm not talking he's convinced he wants to be, you know, min hastam. Right? So here we have two radically different ways of understanding Stam L'Shma. Is that Benzia Stam is good enough because Stam is thinking L'Shma?
Right.
Or is that no, Alpidin, you don't need L'Shma, just don't mess it up. Right. This might have to do with Machlokas Rashi and Tosos, right here in Der Vassel Zvach and Stam. L'Shma
can't you say that he's happy for whatever it is, and Bereira comes along later on and fixes up his Machshava then, and that's what he wants?
Because who says Yesh Bereira?
Okay.
Then we're all good with that. So, Ve'eno says Tosos. Ve'eno posa achi chan shalul l'shvan. Ve'em tomer per kama d'chulin boi ri Rabbi Yochanan ikat and yesh lo machshava v'chuli. There's a question whether katan's machshava counts. Can a katan think machshava? Upirit v'kontris gigo mishkid as kachin v'yalav reish v'achim d'boi l'shma. V'shach ad katan olo l'shma. V'havi kavana olo. He says, what's the case? It says in the beginning of Zvachim you need l'shma. Let's say a katan shech an olo l'shma. Does that count or not? Does that count or not? Tosi has a kashra Rashi. How could Rashi say, by the way, in the end we pass in a katan doesn't have machshava? So Rashi then saying that if a katan shechts an ola, then it's not lishma. How could Rashi say that? It's no worse than stama. Stama is lishma. He's attacking Rashi. How could Rashi say a katan doesn't count to lishma? Let it be stama. Stama's okay. So how would you defend Rashi? How would you defend Rashi? By exactly what I just wrote on the board. If this seems to be Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos, yeah. Right? This is Nafkamina. Kata. Tosfos says that it's kosher. Mitam. Stama. A katan is stama. A katan is doing nothing. If he's doing nothing, he can't passel. Matter of fact, even if he felt shalom, it would be okay. What does Rashi say? Rashi say, nope. Shkitas katan counts as shelo lishma. Why? Because Rashi says you really do need lishma. You really do need lishma. It's just a stam person is thinking good thoughts. Okay, but since a katan doesn't have the capacity of thinking, then you're missing lishma, right? Because the katan's missing lishma. Well, Tosfos says, no, you don't really need lishma. You just need to not mess it up. So Rashi says you really need lishma. Just stum it psychologically even see us lishma. That's true for a gadol. Because a gadol really thinks, I want this to all work out. But the katan, his thoughts don't count. Therefore, he didn't think anything, it's not lishma. While Tosu says, no, you don't actually have to think lishma. You just have to not mess up. Right, that's the fundamental. Rashi says, you really need to think lishma, and mistum you do, implicitly. Tosu says, you don't really need to think lishma, just don't mess up. Nafkamina katan. Then what does Tosu say is going on in chulin there? He says, chulin there is talking about something else. They're not talking about the din lishma. Talking about a different din at the end of Daf and Vavon days of Misasik, that besides the din of Lishma, you have to have Kavana that you are doing the mitzvah of Shechitas Kachin, and the Katan doesn't know how to, or it doesn't count, he doesn't have Kavana for Shechitas Kachin. But it has nothing to do with Lishma, which is the right of Rakarban. That's just the din of Shechitas Kachin.
And you're assuming that this, you're assuming that this graph is not the Greek.
Of course I'm assuming that's not the Gris. You never saw a father and son who held differently? Okay. I can introduce you to my son.
there is a third sheet.
I know, but there's a fourth and a fifth, but let's start off slow. Okay.
I thought according to Tosfos, it's because the Korban itself is...
You're ahead of me. You're getting ahead of me. I'm not ahead of me yet. Okay. This is a very, very nice Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. And then I think there's a nice Rashi Lishitase. The Mordechai in Hilchas Sefer Torah, right? You know, at the end of Maseches Menachos, there's a Rashi and Peter Menachos has Stam, right? Almost all Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, Tzitzis is in Maseches Menachos. So there is a Rashi and a Mordechai. on halachos ketanos, the smaller halachos, published at the end of Menachos. And here, about these halachos, the Mordechai quotes, the Rashi's al nira, he had a fascinating vart from Rashi. What if a guy writes a Sefer Torah stam? Is that good or not? That's a fundamental, very famous machlokes to be shown in. Guy writes Sefer Torah, and he never says, I'm writing it l'shem Sefer Torah. Is that good or not? So, on the one hand, you'd say he didn't do it l'shma. On the other hand, it's an awfully funny coincidence that he'd be writing Bereishis, Bar Elokeinos, HaShemayim, Aretz, etc., not for Sefer Torah. Like, you know, it could be he's just writing, you know, collection of classics of Western literature. And he's starting out with a few passages from the Bible, and then he's going to move on to Homer, and then all the way maybe lay down to Shakespeare and whatever. You know, but obviously, we all know that he means that he's thinking l'shma, right? So says Rashi there. L'Rashi al nira to say Torah stam l'shma kaima. Stam say Torah l'shma. Stam get is not l'shma, but stam say Torah means stam get is not l'shem the isha, but stam say Torah is l'shma. One second, why? To mehechi teisi de psulik shekaz v'shal v'stam. Why would it be possible? The svarahu mi stomach if because say Torah likros bo limobo. It's a svar. He's obviously waiting say Torah to learn from or to lean from. The Lugara Mizvach and doing Lashem Shisha Dvarim, but Filoachim Lomar Befeirish Kosher. And it's no different from Zvachim, that even if you don't say anything, it's Kosher. Because Amr of Yosef Besham, I very Zvachim Maisila. What is Rashi saying? Just like Zvachim is Lashma, Istam is Lashma, so too, again, he wouldn't say this about Ibud, tanning the hides for Sefer Torah. Then, of course, Istam is not Lashma. Maybe he's just going to write letters on it. He wouldn't say this about Tevias Tzitzis. That's spinning the thread for tzitzis. No, maybe he's going to use that thread for something else. But Rashi might say the same thing about tying tzitzis. Right. Or, okay, if we have that, yes. But tying tzitzis, like, I don't know, you're tying these very special strings onto this very funny garment in this special way. Like, really? Like, you're doing it for a different reason? What's Rashi saying here? He's saying that whenever we think a reasonable person knows what he's doing, that's Stam l'shma. Now, if Rashi just said that, that would be a very nice thing, and that would be an interesting argument. We could just start learning about tzitzis, say Torah, and say, interesting machlokes. When it's sort of obvious what the guy's doing, but he doesn't explicitly think it, is that l'shma or not? That's not what interests me now. What interests me now is Rashi's comparison to Zvachim. It says, just like Zvachim Stam l'shma, so too Sefer Torah Stam l'shma. Is this Rashi work well with what he said so far or not? Is this a Rashi l'shitase? Yeah, this Rashi is perfectly shitase. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Stam l'shma means, it's a din metzias. Stam l'shma means you really think so. It's a psychological umdana. Then it makes sense. Say, just like by Zvachim, we have a psychological umdana that you mean l'shma. Likewise, by Sefer Torah, it's obvious you mean l'shma. Tosos could never have said this. Now again, Tosos might end up agreeing in Sefer Torah for different reasons, but he wouldn't have said that the proof is Zvachim. Because Tosos thinks, you know why Zvachim is kosher in Stama? Because it's okay as long as you don't postle it. And therefore, what that has nothing to do with Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah clearly is not. It's not okay as long as you don't postle it. So I think here it is a comparison to Ksivas Sefer Torah Bistam. And I think here Rashi's clearly Shitase. Says Rashi, quoting the Mordechai, that it's both are kosher for the same reason. What's the same reason? What's the same reason by writing a Sefer Torah and by Zvachim? Same reason is that we think you really mean it. Right? What's the same reason? That we're sure you really mean Lishma. A guy who shechts Stam, we're sure he wants a shecht for the kind of carbon that it really should be. And a guy writes, Bereishis Bar Elokeinos HaShemayim Arts in fancy calligraphy. It's obvious he wants to make a Sefer Torah, and he's not just writing, starting from the beginning in the early work of Western literature.
And that's the reason why if you see a Sefer Torah, you don't have to be choshesh that it wasn't in Shema.
Right, because what are the odds?
You never heard that you have to be a riot that it was in Shema, or tzitzis or children.
Right. Yeah, although, again, nowadays, nowadays we have other problems with Sefer Torah, besides the fact you don't know the quality of that. Nowadays you have all kinds of reform Sefer Torah that are written by fossil people, Goyim, etc. But you're right. And for Tosos, who'd never have made this comparison, for Tosos,
according to what you just said, even a garden.
Tosos. What? No, no, that's a tani. That's just a tani. That might not be a din l'shma. That might just be a rule.
I mean, another rule.
Yeah. Tosos would not compare them. Because after all, that's that Sith. He says, a carbon, it's not that you really think l'shma. It's that it's kosher even without really thinking l'shma. That has nothing to do with what a Stam guy is thinking when he says Sefer Torah. Just that a carbon's kosher if you don't really think l'shma. A Sefer Torah, you really have to think l'shma. So that's not a valid parallel. So Rashi works out very nicely. Now, I would even bring some Rai. Before we bring some Rai to Rashi, let's point to Rav Chanan's point. Rav Chanan said his Rebbe, Rav Chaim, had a problem with a following Tosos and Menachos. Tosos Menachos says that one second. Let me just bring some rayas. Let me bring some rayas against Rashi first. There are some rayas against Rashi. Rashi can get out of them, but it's going to be a little bit duh. Rashi, let's bring some rayas against Rashi. Number one, the sugya in Gimel and Aleph says, based on the word Daf and Vav and Beis, this Gemara in Gimel and Aleph says, where would this be? This would be by the two dots, about 40% of the way down, Gimel and Aleph, two Rami Milsach Risi. Mi Amar Yehuda Marav, Chatos Shaklo Shem Ola Psula, Shaklo Shem Chulin Shera. If you shech Chatos Shem Ola, it's Pasol, but if you shech Chatos Shem Chulin, it's Kasher. Why? Amo Demina Makrabah, La Mina Makrabah. Shech Chatos Shem Ola, that's in the Parsha, it's in the ballpark. Chatos Shem Ola, that ruins the Lashma. Shech Chatos Shem Chulin, that's out of the ballpark, it's ridiculous. A Chatos is not even similar to Chulin. Therefore, that Makshav is Batal and Vavutal and doesn't hurt it at all, or at least it doesn't possibly. But we see that by a get, if you write it not for the sake of this woman, it's possible. Sounds like even if you write it for a Gentile woman, which shows who's not in the ballpark of getting. So why by getting, even if you write it for something ridiculous, it possibles, but by zvachim, if you shept it for something ridiculous, it doesn't possible. So the answer is, Rishani get dal over this chub mine havali stomach stomach puzzle, cousin dal fulminai havali stomach stomach shirim. By the get, if you shecht it for someone ridiculous, so forget her. But it's still no better than stomach, stomach puzzle. By kachim, if you shecht it for chulin, which is ridiculous and doesn't really count, it's just like thinking nonsense, then it's still like stam and stam is kasher. So we see here that shechting for the sake of chulin counts as stam and is kasher. Not only that, there's another Gemara I pointed out in Menachos Daf and Tes. I wrote here on Beis. Hopefully, people found it on Tes and Aleph. Machlokas Rav and Rav about Akir B'Tos. What if I think Shelo L'Shma accidentally? It's actually interesting. If you look at the Rambam Perush Mishnayos in the back of the Gemara and in the Kappah edition, he changed his mind how to paskin this Machlokas between his first and last edition of the Perush Mishnayos. He first wanted a paskin like Rav, and then at the end he paskin like Rava. Akir, what if I do Shul Lashma by accident? Meaning it's not that I want to change Lashma. This is an Ola and I want to shecht it in as a Shlomo. No, I just, I thought it was a Shlomo, it was an accident. Like what if it's like a Megach Tos of Shul Lashma? So we all probably thought the classic case of Shul Lashma was an accident. But says Rav, yeah, if you do Shul Lashma by accident, that's a problem. Right? You do Shul Lashma by accident, that's a problem. Says Rav, no. Akir B'Tos is not Akir. If you do Shul Lashma by accident, it's not a problem. That's a Mekah Tos, it doesn't count. It's only a problem if you did Shul Lashma on purpose. Like you actually knew it was an Ola and tried to change it to a Shlomo. Okay, in which case, the Psul of Shul Lashma would be pretty rare. And the Rambam, in his youth paskin, like Rav, that Akir B'Tos is Akira, that if you think Shul Lashma by accident, it's a problem. And when he was older, paskined in his new edition of the Perush Mishnayos and in the Mishnah Torah, that Akir B'Tos Lashmi Akir, if you think Shul Lashma by accident, then it's still okay. Now, this really, what do these two things sound like? These sound like Rashi or like Tosfos. What did we learn? If I think something L'Shem Chulin, since that's a ridiculous thought, it counts as stam and it's kasher. Or if I think l'shem shlomim by accident, since it's a tos, a tos, mekach tos, tos doesn't count, And the Gemara doesn't say this, but I think the logic is it's like Stam and it's Kosher. Does that sound more like Rashi or Tosfos? What?
Tosfos.
I think it sounds more like Tosfos, because according to Rashi, you really need Lashma. I don't understand. If I shech Chat Tosfoshen Chulin, I'm really thinking Lashma? No, I'm really thinking Shalal Lashma. If I do Akir B'Tos, I mistakenly shech Ol Lashem Shlomen. I'm really thinking Lashma? I'm not really thinking Lashma. For Tosfos might be okay. I'm not thinking Lashma, but on the other hand, I'm not thinking a psul, right? So let's just point out, these work much better for Tosfos. As a matter of fact, Rashi's going to be in a little hot water. Okay, I can defend Rashi. But I'm not sure what day I can defend Rashi. But here, how about the issue of Chatas, L'shem Chulin is kosher because it's like Stama. For Tosfos, it's nicha, makes perfect sense. Meaning, you don't really need lishma, just don't passel by shalol lishma. And since that's so ridiculous, it doesn't count as a psul, right? It's that ridiculous machshavos. Don't count as a psul. For Rashi, it's going to be a little trickier. You mean if someone shechatos shem chulin, they really meant lishma? I don't know, that's a little hard for me. For Rashi, this is going to be a little difficult, in my humble opinion. For Rashi, this is going to be a little difficult. I think this is going to be kasha for Rashi, because he didn't really think lishma. So this is going to be a little tricky for Rashi. Not only that, the whole sugi of Akira B'Tavos, the Manda Omar, Akira B'Tavos, Lav Shmei Akira, I think maybe it's his Lashon. Meaning, a mistake in Shalol Lashma doesn't count. For Tosos, this is also Nicha. Because a mistaken Shalol Lashma is not a psul. It's only a psul if you do a shalol lishma with your full heart and soul, or rather with your full brain. If you do shalol lishma by accident, that's not a psul. It doesn't count. You say, mekatos, I didn't mean it. But for Rashi, it's still going to be a little difficult, this man the Amar. Now, he could say a whole like the other man the Amar, right? But at least one man the Amar, this man the Amar is kasha. Because you can't say he really thinks Lashma. He didn't really think Lashma. He didn't really think Lashma. So that's going to be a little tricky for Rashi, because there are these sugyas that really sound not like Rashi at all, which become very tricky.
Can you say to Rashi that he has a general kavanah for that mitzvah, and that's a little active enough, meaning he knows he's checking a karbah?
That
he's wrong in the details.
Meaning, he really has come out of his heart that if he's making a mistake, he wants to really think the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, that he clearly is sincere, and like he's not meaning he just made an honest mistake, and he really thought that this was...
And he says, when I check Ol Lashem Shlomo by accident, I really am thinking that if I'm making a mistake, I want it to be whatever it really should be. Like, okay, could be. But maybe you could answer, maybe you could say... Right. Maybe you could say... that he did think Lishma. You know, how can you say he thought Lishma? He's shechting Ol Lashem Shlomim. No, when he says I'm shechting Ol Lashem Shlomim, he really thinks I'm shechting Ol Lashem Shlomim if that's what it's supposed to be, and if not, then I'm doing whatever it's supposed to be. Okay, that's a lot to put in. But
the Gemara didn't say Stam and Kosher. The Gemara said Stam and Lishma.
Okay.
That's a textual value for Rashi.
Yes. Yes, although Rav Elchanan's going to...
Rashi can still defend himself.
9:15, 2. It's, you know, this gets very tricky, huh? Shinoi Veses is Pchilas Cholereayim there. You know, together may I hum our mark. Okay, so what we're going to have to do is... Obviously, we saw Rav Elchanan. I'm going to be more to more taken with Rav Elchanan. The Grizz, I'm not necessarily going to accept all of his, the pratim of how he views things, because you know, one of his assumptions I have a lot of trouble accepting, but I have a lot of trouble accepting. But let me just point out that if you wanted to defend Rashi, maybe you could say an interesting Tzvei Dinim to defend Rashi. If you wanted to defend Rashi, maybe there'd be a Makom say Tzvei Dinim. Because how do you defend Rashi? So either you could say that, I don't know, Tzarech Iyun, we have to work on how to defend Rashi here, it's tricky. Or maybe you could say, and this is, okay, we're going to come back to these things, that Rashi really, by the way, there is a third possibility. Everyone can read the space I left here, or because they read the Kovach Shurim on the cover sheet, that it gets more complex than this. But that's not going to help Rashi. Maybe you could say for Rashi, there's Tzvei Dinim. After all, are there Tzvei Dinim in our Mishnah? Very Pashut. Kol Hazvachim Kasher V'lo Olu L'Shem Chova. Chatas and Pesach are Pasul. The sugi about Chatas is about Chatas. The sugi about Akira happens to be about being Pasul. Okay, it's about something compared to Chatas, and then it gets into the whole Riz in Psula Mukdashin, but maybe you could say for Rashi, and we'll just end with this, I think, clever answer for Rashi, and we'll see that I'll bring such a good proof for it that it won't even be clever anymore. It'll be Pashut, and it's not even that I had to think of it. But maybe you could say for Rashi, Beis Dinim, Legabe Aliyah L'Shem Chova. In order to really be Yotze your Chova, it needs to be brought right. You need actual Lishma. And Stoma is only kosher if he really means Lishma. And therefore, this Rashi is about Aliyah L'Shem Chova. Right, this we'll call this Roman numeral 1. This Rashi is Roman numeral 1. How do I know? Because he says Ola. And by an Ola, the only issue is Aliyah L'Shem Chova, right? And this Rashi, sorry, I meant, this Rashi is clearly about Aliyah L'Shem Chova because he discusses an Ola. And this Rashi, we'll assume, is comparing to the rule of Aliyah L'Shem Chova, right? That's even though he doesn't say either way, or but the shisha dvarim v'afilum la'arim v'feirish kasher, he doesn't say either way. But let's assume that the second din is Pesach the psul in the chatas and Pesach. There, you don't need lishma to avoid psul gomer. Just a psul of shelo lishma. What I'm claiming is that for Aliyah L'Shem Chova b'chol hazvachim, you actually need lishma, and stum is only kosher if you really mean lishma. But to make a chatas and pesach kosher, then you don't actually need lishma. As long as you don't pass it with shelo lishma, it's good enough. And this Gemara is clearly talking about a chatas. And this Gemara is talking about a karban that's dome lechatas. It's actually talking kivse atzeres lamanda omar hukash lechatas. It's talking about kivse atzeres shehukshu. It's talking kivse atzeres shehukshu lechatas. In which case, what would come out is something which is a machlokes rishonim. But what would then come out? What would come out is something fascinating. If this Tzvei Dinim and Rashi is correct, then what should come out? According to this, let's think about it. Chatas lefi zeh, chatas l'shem chulin is kosher as far as din 2 goes, right? Because there's no psul shel lishma. But would you say it's kosher as far as din 1? No. Right? Meaning, it should be kosher, but it should be eino ola l'shem chova. According to this, a chatos shem chulin should be kosher, because as far as the din of psul gomer, as long as it's not shalom lishma, it's okay. But it shouldn't be olah l'shem kovah, because you don't really have lishma. And it so happens that that's not the way it sounds in Nafgim Lam and Aleph, but that's what the Gemara says before is Nafgim Vav on the days. It's about folks who show them whether you pass like this, but it says explicitly, Hayah b'libo l'shem chulin kosher v'ainu maratzeh. And that is exactly what Abaye says. And this is exactly, Abaye says this on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Why should Chatzal Shem Chulin be kosher ve'ena maratzah? Maybe for Rashi it all works out perfectly. For Rashi, this is Tzedinim. To have meratzah, you need l'shma mamish. And l'shma is only good if you really mean l'shma. To have kashrus, that you don't have to burn it, you don't have to give ben the base asreifa. Okay, for that, it's enough to just not think shalol l'shma. It's enough to just not have a psul. And therefore, chashin klu doesn't have a psul, but on the other hand, doesn't have real l'shma. So alt din two, it's still kosher, it's not possible gam, right? But alt still one, it's not ol l'shem chobo, which is exactly what Abaye says. It's a machlok, so you're showing whether we pass like Abaye. But the Rashi would do it, would have a very good mucker in Abaye, and maybe that's the way to answer up all the steers to Rashi, and to explain the day of Abaye, not my vav and beis. Okay, we're going to have to leave this in the middle, because it's now 11 o'clock. rabbi time, rabbi standard time. But what we've seen now is a very crucial chakira. What does Tavu L'Shma mean? The only thing we haven't yet seen that we have to fill in is there a third way of understanding Tavu L'Shma? And how does all this reveal to us what is going on, what the nature of the soul of the Shema is, which obviously is what we're getting at, and tie that into some of the other things we discussed and we haven't discussed. So I want to come back to tying up this question of Mircha next time and get a little more into Stamul Shema and go a little further in the Gemara. So we'll continue with Mircha Hashem Monday at 11:30.
You know, even in Gittin, there's a difference.